Well, Black and White Network, the first trial of Donald Trump is underway in the People's Republic of New York in New York City. We all know that Donald Trump cannot get a fair trial in New York City. I mean, guys, like half of the jurors the other day, they dismissed him. I mean, who actually is going to be non-biased when it comes to this case that Alvin Bragg brought against Trump? For one thing, this trial should never be happening. The statute of limitations have already exceeded. Alvin Bragg took a misdemeanor and bumped it up to a felony because he said that Trump was actually trying to cover up a greater crime. However, he never said what that crime is. You see a problem with this, guys? There's a major problem here because the communist DA in New York is corrupt. I mean, the feds didn't even want to do anything with this. The federal government said, nah, this is nothing. But Alvin Bragg, who doesn't want to prosecute real crime, is going after Donald Trump, courtesy of Joe Biden. And I believe they're doing this because the Democrats, man, they have nothing to run on. Name one thing that they can actually run on. Okay, abortion. But is that really going to motivate people to go out there and vote when inflation is out of control and it's going up more? I mean, illegal immigrants are coming into the country, illegal aliens, like crazy, border wide open. That's the only thing they got. They can't run on the economy. They can't run on gas prices. People can't buy homes. I mean, the interest rates are just crazy. Really crazy. So what is Joe Biden going to run on? Hate Trump. That's it. Hate Trump. And we've seen since they've been going after Donald Trump, Donald Trump is winning in every single swing state. These political persecutions are not working. You have to be living under a rock to think that these political persecutions are actually working. It's not working. And come this November, Donald Trump, number 45, will be number 47. And this country definitely needs Donald Trump. Joe Biden didn't have a base. His administration is the wokest administration in the history of this country. Identity politics has destroyed this country. Everybody knows it. Everybody sees it. Now, Stephen A. Smith of ESPN, of course, you guys know he actually has his own show. He has been coming out and he has been telling the truth about Democrats. Folks, Stephen A. has now admitted they can't beat Trump. That's why they're going after him. Everybody knows this. Now, Stephen A., will he secretly be voting for someone not named Joe Biden? Now, in this clip we're going to watch, he says that he won't vote third party, but if he did, he says you deserve it. Stephen A., I truly do believe he does not want to vote for Joe Biden. But he won't come out and say that he won't vote Joe Biden. I mean, look at the company he actually works for. He works for the Walt Disney Company. Okay? I mean, ESPN. I mean, First Take, they used to be conservatives on that show not long ago. Will Cain, Jason Whitlock, Sage Steele. Yeah, they're not there anymore. Stephen A. is also up for a contract, I believe, this year also. So I believe he's choosing his words carefully here by not actually going out there and saying, I vote in Trump. But he will call out the Democrats and give them a warning. Let's talk about it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member, member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. So here we go. Check this out. Scared. You can't beat him. Stephen A. Smith calls out Dems for a Trump trial. I mean, everybody knows that this Alvin Bragg case is full of baloney. All of it is. So let's go ahead and listen in to Stephen A. Smith right here. Call out the Democrats. Let's roll it.
What you do about nothing? To my liberal friends out there, all you're doing is showing that you're scared you can't beat them on the issues and the merits. That's why he keeps saying it's a political campaign against me. That's why he keeps saying they can't beat me at the election, at the polls. This is the only way they could do it. And if you don't put him in jail, and he still goes from being the presumptive GOP nominee to the official GOP nominee, and he goes to the polls, even though he was going to whine about winning and being rigged again, you have given more fodder to that argument, which means we'll never have peace in this country, because tens of millions of people see what extent the other side is willing to go through just to keep him out of office, because they can't beat him on their own merits. And they're going to say, hey, you trumped this up against him again, and we'll have no peace, when all you got to do is figure out a way to beat him on the issues. But you haven't been able to do it. What a damn shame. I was only joking when I said on First Take this morning, I'm considering voting for a third party, because that would throw away my vote. But I do mean it when I say this. If I did it, which I won't, but if I did it, you deserve it. You can't beat them. Everything you do shows me you can't beat them. It's a damn shame. It really, really is. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. In jail because of a porn star. In court, rather, because of a porn star. 500 people being screened and questioned to see if they could become members of a jury because a former president tried to keep quiet about the fact that he was getting loose with a porn star. As an aside, I have heard good things about Stormy Daniels. I mean, I don't know anything myself. I never looked.
Really?
I never looked. But I'm just saying, you know, I would think that we could do better. It's a damn shame that we can't.
So, you see that, guys? See that right there? Stephen A., he's dropping facts. You can't beat him on any issues. He's right about that. Now, Stephen A. Smith, are you secretly going to go out there and vote for someone not named Biden? Because if you simply say all this, and you've been dropping a lot of facts lately, if you go out there and simply cast a vote for Biden, you're not helping anything. I believe it's clear, man, Stephen A. Smith does not want to vote for Joe Biden. He doesn't want to do it. Maybe Stephen A. actually does. Now, he's been flirting around a lot with voting for someone else. Maybe Trump. Maybe he won't come out publicly and say that he's voting for Trump. But maybe secretly he will. Because when it comes to election day, you're in that booth. It's just you in the booth. You can punch that ticket. I'll be okay if Stephen A. Never publicly came out and said, I'm voting Trump. But if he went into that, into the ballot box and checked Trump, didn't tell anybody, hey, I'm fine with that. But it's pretty obvious, man, you don't want to vote Biden. Folks, I've never voted for somebody I didn't want to vote for. Stephen A. is still playing this game like, yeah, I'm going to vote Biden, but I don't really want to. That's wasting your vote. You might as well vote third party. You know, you said you don't want to do it because you're wasting your vote. But if you vote for Biden, that's definitely wasting your vote right there. Wow. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, Let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.